I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we're back with A.C. Kemp from SlangCity.com. She calls it the online home of American slang.
We're talking about frequently used terms that her international students in her classroom might consider slang. A.C. Kemp teaches English at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where she did a computer analysis for Wordmaster on slang found in scripts from some popular TV shows and movies.
The first five you found most frequently used in these scripts were dude, cool, hot or hottie, whatever, and chick. What comes after those? What's the next five?
The next one is freak and freak out, meaning to be very upset or worried. After that was the very typical word buddy to mean friend. And then, way down in number eight, awesome. It was really huge in the 80s. Awesome. And it's still used, but I think it's perhaps used less than it was. But what's interesting is that the next word on the list was one that I thought was kind of old-fashioned, which was nuts, meaning crazy or insane. And I tend to think of that as an old-fashioned word, but I found it in a lot of different TV shows and movies.
Well, keep going.
No, there's only one more. What?
Well, there was a tie, actually, for the last one, and they both have very similar meanings, and both of them are a little bit vulgar, but not too much. One of them is crap, to mean something that's inferior quality, and the other one, which is used by teenagers all the time, is the expression it sucks, to mean it's bad. And those were the last on my list of 10.
You know, when you said this list surprised you, I was really surprised after hearing all the words that it surprised you, because the words seemed words that I would associate with slang words that I hear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe because I live with a teenager.
Well, I think what surprised me particularly was dude and chick being so popular, because I think that's changed in the last 10 years. I think those are used more now than they were, say, in the 90s.
No, one thing. Getting back to what briefly we were talking about the terms, idiomatic terms for more formal, used as substitutes for more formal terms. What sort of advice do you give your students in terms of knowing when to use the more casual term or when to use the more formal term?
Well, certainly in writing, you're going to use the more formal terms, but idioms, a lot of my students are surprised that they're so common because, they'll say, well, this is just something that you say to your friends, when you're in an informal situation. And I'll say, well, listen to a politician's speech or, listen to people on an interview show like, say, Oprah. And you'll find that people use these words even in more formal contexts. They'll use idioms. And so I think in most contexts, you can use those. I mean, maybe not slang words. Certainly, you wouldn't want to use dude in a formal speech. But expressions like kick out or screw up, you do hear those. Even somebody like Bill Clinton will use those in a speech.
Mm-hmm. So do you suggest that your students listen to television, radio, all kinds of different media that they can and kind of track certain words that you may or may, as a teacher, may or may not highlight?
Well, I think that depending on your situation, certainly if you have access to speak to a lot of Americans, that's probably the best way to learn slang words. But, for a lot of people, they don't have that chance. And so, listening to TV or radio or watching movies is a good way to find those words, and sort of keeping a little notebook of things that you hear a lot, can be a useful way to add those words to your vocabulary.
A.C. Kemp is a lecturer in English language studies at MIT and runs the website slangcity.com. We'll post her top 10 list along with her sources at voanews.com/wordmaster.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.